3. Case Studies. Case Studies prepared by Teresa Moore. 3A. Forwards Festival. About Forwards Festival. Where? Durham Downs, Clifton. Number of days? 2. Camping? No. Genre? Diverse from punk to electric. Also features talks, panels, workshops with a social and political emphasis. Audience, 25 to 30,000 people daily, from late 20s to 50s. Forwards Festival and the Environment. The festival has ambitious plans to reduce its carbon emissions through a joint approach between the attendees and the festival, whilst supporting and collaborating with local businesses. Forwards Festival took the Vision 2025 pledge to reduce their entire environmental footprint by 50% by 2025, with the aim to be at net zero by 2030. Accessibility. Forwards Festival are seeing an increase in the numbers of disabled people attending. In 2022, they sold 104 companion tickets, whilst 2023 saw the number increase to over 130 tickets. They introduced an innovative technology partnership in 2023, aiming to provide people with visual impairments the chance to experience the festival via headsets, delivering streamed, real-time content from the stage. This technology enables content to be tailored to each individual's needs. Other measures introduced include British Sign Language, BSL, to accompany acts, a diverse sensory space created with low stimulation and light for those with autism, anxiety, and other health issues, high-dependency toilets with water hoist or sling, and changing facilities on viewing platforms and elsewhere. The topology of the site does, however, present some access issues. Whilst the main festival site is flat, getting to the main site is over quite hilly ground. The heavy tracking around the perimeter of the site aids accessibility, although there is no tracking used on the flat main site. Being green and accessible. Particular challenges. Toilets. The coated padlocks on the accessible toilets were found to be difficult to use and sometimes had to be cut open with bolt cutters, resulting in waste every year. The festival introduced a different type of padlock, radar padlocks, which is a universal key access scheme to accessible toilets, and reduced the number of padlocks purchased. Compost toilets have a bigger capacity than plastic bowl. A member of Team Love worked with a supplier to design a compost toilet unit suitable for wheelchair users. It provided a bigger space and incorporated handles, a frame, and additional light. Food and drink. To eliminate single-use plastics, the festival provides water in cans instead of bottles. However, they've found that the ring pulls create challenges for those who have dexterity impairments. They are also mindful that, whilst sustainable packaging is important, it needs to be easy to use, and this isn't always the case. Audience travel. The festival advocates green travel options, including green coach travel to the festival site. However, at the moment, with few green coach companies, there is a lack of supply which addresses accessibility issues. Future plans. Forwards Festival have, in their short history, addressed many issues to do with both the environment and accessibility in innovative ways, such as the design of an accessible compost toilet. They recognize, however, that there is still work to do and identify a number of areas for focus. A. An appraisal of waste management measures to focus on accessibility, such as issues with bin height, signage, shape, and color, to account for colorblindness, of waste separation schemes. B. The height and ease of use of water points. And C. Whilst already providing an access information pack in a digital and downloadable printable PDF, they feel that they should do more to talk about what they are doing to make their festival more accessible in their program of talks and workshops.